Good afternoon. How are you going?
Very well. Really appreciate your time. Well, pre-season training suspended, but prior to that, I'm sure everyone was a little bit excited to come back.
We've had a pretty good start. We've been back into it for about a week or so now. It's obviously disappointing to be locked back down, but, you know, it is what it is. We're more disappointed for our sponsors and, you know, the local businesses around that they have to close their doors rather than us not being able to play cricket. So, you know, we'll just play it through, and hopefully it's not too long.
We'll mention those sponsors in a few moments' time, because we do need to support local business, don't we? At this stage, getting underway, looking at the 2nd of October, if everything goes to plan, versus Strathdale Mauritians, you looked at the draw. Are you happy with the draw?
You've got to play everyone. I think the draw, it might have shifted a bit by the look of my cricket in the last day or so. So I'm not really sure if we are playing Mauritians round one or not, or if it's changed again. So, but yeah, we don't mind who we play first up. We've got a clear directive of where we want to go this year, and we're really developing our young fellas. So it's best to play the best. So that's all we want to do.
Well, at this stage, round one, October 2nd. Let's just go with that. We'll see what happens, obviously, on the 2nd of October. So what are the expectations, obviously, for you and the Sandhurst Cricket Club? Obviously, the premiership is the ultimate, but is there a realistic goal where you say, yep, we've had a successful season for maybe the first or the seconds or even the juniors?
You go into every season hoping to be playing finals and putting that as your number one expectation. And then we just, there we go. We're probably more so, we think on-field success is going to be there if we can get our young guys up to speed and playing consistent cricket.
Yep.
We've got a lot of guys between the ages of 17 and 23 that are really going to come on in the next 12, 18, 24 months. So put a lot of time into those guys and just find some consistency through those fellas, and that'll breed some success for us.
And the junior side of things, obviously you take a look at the seniors, but the juniors coming through, you mentioned there about a lot of exciting juniors over the next couple of years. If anyone, I guess, you know, wants to play cricket at a junior level with Sandhurst Cricket Club, even the juniors you've got now, are you happy with the numbers?
We're always chasing more numbers, and I think it's a we're not alone in that space where everyone is wanting to boost their junior numbers, and it is the lifeblood of the club, and it does breed future success, making sure you've got a strong junior club. So we're always chasing more numbers, and if any young people, boys and girls, want to have a try at cricket, regardless if they've played or they haven't played before. If they want to just jump on the Sandhurst Cricket Club Facebook page, and there's a few different things there, registrations and stuff like that, and we're always chasing more players, so that'd be great.
Dylan Gibson is the head coach for the Sandhurst Cricket Club, joining us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Now, Dylan, we mentioned at the top there about sponsors, very important to clubs, be it a cricket club or bowls club, whatever it may be. And obviously with the announcement earlier today that we're all going back into lockdown for regional areas, we need to support local businesses. So here's a forum for you to send a shout out to all of your sponsors.
I think first and foremost, we do have a lot of great people behind the scenes helping us out, and no club will survive without them. So a big shout out to Scott Mills at Toy World Bendigo. Obviously, if anyone is looking to buy their kids anything, give Scott a shout out, and he can help you out. And we've got a new sponsor come on this year in Ipsum Advisory Group for any financial stuff you may need. Let's see Billy out there at Ipsum, and he'll sort you out.
Couple of sponsors there, and you do need to especially now lockdown with toys. I think puzzles are the way to go for 2021. So go and see the team at Toy World. Dylan, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and let's hope sooner rather than later you're back out onto the cricket pitches for 2021-2022.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Daniel. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Dylan Gibson there, the head coach for the Sandhurst Cricket Club on Gold, Central Victoria, the Sideline View.